Blog Talk Radio.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good night.
Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth, Live Talk Radio, the Trust in God Network, a World Series special right now. Justin Verlander, 39, is pitching quite special. 9 up, 9 down. Astros, after 3, 2-0 lead, they need 4. Dustin, the Bulls manager in the World Series. Third time will be the John, this is the third time in. And Astros will win the World Series again after being into the AFL. Stop playing sports. Get lots of credit on Trust and Go Network.
Would
would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see. But still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said it was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying, "Oh,
this is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Let's jump into the NBA sports. The World Series. Okay, we're going to go live with our NBA consultant. What's the scores right now at halftime?
Good evening, folks. We watching the Wizards versus Washington. Wizards versus Washington. Wizards versus Pacers game. We're about to go into the third quarter. It's a high-scoring game. Nobody's playing defense. The score is, I think it's 70 to 60, around that area. Buddy Hill got the team high right now. He got 17 points. And for Washington,
let's go live and check them here.
Okay.
Roy Pierce stepping in for the night. Rick Carlisle with his daughter on her senior night.
Okay.
75 to 60, beginning of the third quarter, Wizards versus the Pacers. Call in. Let me know who y'all going to win tonight. Right now, Indiana is up 75 to 60.
Live there from our basketball correspondent there. And we'll get back to the World Series in a minute for you. Too looking for Lil Pete to join us here as we talk basketball. 75-60 Pacers over the Wizards at halftime in Indiana. And with that, we're going to jump into some baseball in just a minute. I'm going to play some quick music for you and get back to you in a minute. Michael, one more thing. Who's that plug baggy?
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust and Guardian Network. And let's get some Hall of Fame information for, Hall of Fame, some baseball information for you. Sports in Depth, World Series, NBA, and in fact, Lil Pete is going to come in, talk a little boxing for us in a minute. And until then, a little music for you. Wow. Larry Hardesty brought his song, trying to get that World Series up there for you. Last right after three innings with Houston in front of the Philadelphia Phillies. Verlander. Justin Verlander. Three up, three down for three straight innings and no hits. So we'll get that score line for you in a minute. But at the same time, we're going to play a little music for you and come right back. Hey, it's what I do. Layla Hathaway and Kurt Weill.
You're mine. It's 'cause you're you.
out there. Here comes the World Series. It is bottom of the third, and the Astros, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and the Phillies, Justin Verlander, rocking and rolling, 3 up, 3 down, no hits so far. Let's go to the Twitter. As we're from, okay, Phillies pitcher Aaron Nola just faced his former college teammate, Houston Astros third baseman Alec Bregman, in game one of the World Series. Two were teammates on the LSU Tigers team from 2013 to 2014. Hey, good for both with first-round draft picks at that. Nola just doesn't have any command tonight whatsoever. What about Texas? The human aspect of being in baseball play in your first World Series game is real. Nerves are real. Anxiety is real. The experience of the Astros is a massive advantage. That is Will Melinda with his checks. Top 10 starting pitchers of all times by one pitcher, and I'm glad he brought that up. He's got Clemens, Maddox, Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, Tom Seaver, Steve Carlton, Justin Verlander, Clayton Kershaw, Scherzer, and Nolan Ryan, which makes this list ludicrous. And that's why in our opening monologue, there's Sandy Koufax and Bob Gibson. Nobody was more dominant in the World Series than both of those guys. Nobody. To have them not on this list is just ridiculous. Ridiculous. Having Seaver there, Seaver didn't fare that well in World Series play. And I don't buy this post-game stuff. You don't, the playoffs does not count with the World Series. And the picture here, too, collage, we have Willie Randolph, World Series winner as a player and a coach. Okay. Dave Winfield, World Series winner. Reggie Jackson, World Series winner. And Derek Jeter. 5 World Series for Jeter. Okay. Reggie has 4, 3 with the A's, 1 with the Yankees, that's 9. Winfield makes 10. Willie Randolph had 2 as a player, 12, and another 3 as a coach. That's 15. That's people know stuff about a World Series. And this list, you know, I like to go through these things sometimes because it shows well. Most career strikeouts in Major League Baseball postseason history, Justin Verlander now. He has 4 through 3 innings here. And Clayton Kershaw, 98. Smoltz, Randy Johnson, Tom Glavine. And these are all the adding the playoffs along with the postseason mindset. Okay, World Series is World Series, playoff is playoffs. So these numbers are, you know, they're really nice, but they don't work. They don't work. Okay, that's County Sports Network, lots of great interesting driver networks. And we'll be right back to you one more time after this word from none other than Mike Bellamy.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and God Twitter Network. The Doc Stanley and his Fox, where we rope the rumors, call side issues, and brand the truth. Trust in God.
Okay, gave you the end. And let's try to get some live actuality, too, from that World Series first game. So go back to Astros. Justin Tucker has went yard. As we told you, it's now the Astros are kind of blowing it open a little bit. First game seemed like it's over the way Verlander's pitching. It's 5 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. And let's see what's happening here in the game highlights. Stay right with us. Here we go. Verlander comes in at 18-4 with a 1.75 ERA. Cy Young winner of the AL, no question. Aaron Nola comes in 11-13, 3.2 ERA. In the postseason, he was 2-1 with 3.12 ERA. Lineup for the Astros, Altuve, Pena, Alvarez, Bergman, Tucker, Gurriel, Mancini, McCormick, and Maldonado. Astros, Philly, Swanberger. Okay, Dusty Baker, at 73 years old and 135 days old, becomes the oldest manager to reach the World Series. 73 years old, 135 days. Dusty, the great Dusty Baker, the greatest manager of all time in my mind. Let's take some actuality here. There's this sound here that's going to get some noise for you. Let's see. I'm trying to get some update for you. Let's see what we can get here. Don't move. Let's see if we can get some sound here for you. I'm having some problems. Hey, hang tight. I see Maldonado, the RBI single. So they made it 2-0, and the Astros are moving right along. Okay, that was our first two runs. Tucker with a home run, his first in the World Series here. And Martin Maldonado, what a great catcher he is defensively. He always gets huge hits, huge hits. I mean, 2-0 is a bigger lead than 1-0, any kind of way you can put it. And then the Astros will come on and get some more runs. Let me just get some highlights for you. Hold on a second here. Kyle Tucker put the Astros on the board with the first homer of the World Series. Philly against the Astros tonight in game one. And now I get some more highlights for you. I can't, don't move. Okay, that's what we got right now. Okay, Kyle Tucker hit his second home run. We're only in the third inning. So Tucker hit another home run. So now it's 5-0. Kyle Tucker for home runs in the World Series game. He's got 2 tonight. And the last guy to hit 3 was Reggie Jackson. So the Astros, Kyle Tucker, puts the Astros up 5-0 in the bottom of the field with a 3-run home run. And now he's driven in 4 of the 5 runs, his second home run of the game. 3-run shot, Astros up 5-0, and they're just rocking and rolling. See if we get some of that second home run. Okay, we can't get it for you. Okay, that's the update on that. Looking for Lou Pete to join us. Getting back to you here live on Sports and Death Blog, Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. Lou Pete was going to call, talk a little boxing, but he didn't get to us yet. But Sure Shot Sharif is with us here tonight. He gave us the latest update on the NBA scores. And right now, Justin Verlander with a 5-run lead, kind of a short victory. And if anything, for sure, the Astros won't get shut out in this World Series. Like Stanley Sports Network, Block Talk Radio, and Trust and Government Network. Just Dusty Baker, oldest manager. His record, wow, I got to add this to it now. It's the oldest manager to take the team to the World Series. Dusty Baker was the man who started the high five. Dusty Baker was a man who was on deck when Hank Aaron hit 715. Dusty Baker was the fourth guy to hit 30 home runs to make the Dodgers the first team, the only team to have 4 guys with 30 home runs in one season. Dusty Baker was the first manager and only manager ever to win Manager of the Year in his very first year as a manager. He was also the National League, the first time the National League had an MVP for the playoff series. Dusty Baker with the Dodgers was MVP of that series. And the beat goes on. 3 times in the World Series now, back-to-back, when a few guys will go back-to-back. And there is not a black player in the World Series this year. Wow. Dr. Andy Sports, the Block Talk Radio and Trust and Government Network. There's a football game happening this week. Biggershaw Ferguson is going to be introduced into the Ring of Honor. My man Wesley Walker's going to be there. I got to try to call him until I get out to the game. Well, I'm set to go to that game. But let me go back to a time the Sea Wings was here doing football for us. And this is Sea Wings' interview at the Jet game. He was our man of football. Wings.
Going into the halftime break, you guys were only down 2. What was Coughlin's message to you guys at the break?
You know, just to, I think we're in it. You know, offensively, we moved the ball pretty well, had some turnovers, obviously, but felt we you know, had some opportunities to make some plays. Defense was playing well, was stopping them, just getting up field goals. So, we had opportunities to be in the lead and very much in the game, and thought our guys played hard, just obviously didn't make the plays down the stretch that we needed to.
Eli, you always say that each interception has
Jets last week win again.
Tried to add a little quick out throw in the corner, jumped it, tried to pull it back and couldn't pull it back in time and went to another defender. Guy played it, they played some well, just on an overneath ball to Odell. Guy just thought I could get it in there. Guy jumped it pretty well, linebacker. So tried to hit a corner route to Reuben, and I don't know if I just overthrew it. I kind of was on the ground on that one. So I didn't really see how it all finished up. And, you know, the last one, obviously fourth down, trying to fit it in there, got tipped up. So, I got to do better. I got to be better at protecting the ball, making better decisions, and throwing the ball more accurately.
Going back to yesterday,
two weeks,
we're here. Okay, Jets 5-2, Giants 6-1. Who would have thought 11-3 would be the record of both these teams? The Jets again win on the road, their third straight win on the road. Two wins at home. The Giants 6-1. You're talking about a road game, beating the Green Bay Packers in London. That's a road game. And the Packers fell into the wrap of the hot New York team as they came in and went back home figuring there'd be some confidence, some, safety, some good surroundings. Didn't work out that way. Jets came into town, flew in, and flew out with a win. Packers losing back-to-back on the road, way on the road, not at MetLife Stadium, to the Giants. In a game that they were up big in London, and the Jets came in and bam, slam. So Aaron Rodgers, New York to York, in his town. Dr. Sandy Sportsnet, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. Astros rocking and rolling right now in the World Series. They're up 5-0. Kyle Tucker's hit two home runs. Man, sure wish I was there. Astros trying to get another World Series. I don't see where they have to wipe away the stain. It's remarkable to me. It's great. Man, Boykin says that. No, the cheating scandal by the Astros is overshadowing the same accusations and validations that the Yankees and another team, I can't think of the name, but do you need another name outside the Yankees? And they keep talking about the Astros. Dusty Baker made a great point. You know, hey, that's the past. A whole of those guys are not here. Let's get back to some NBA update and talk to Sure Shot Sharif and see what will happen at this basketball game, NBA on Friday. So we're going to kind of here. Sure Shot, what's the update on this here right now?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Update on the Indiana-Washington game. Indiana is up 88-77, third quarter with 5 minutes left.
Okay, Sure Shot, Sharif, baby, from top of the key outside the gym. Sure Shot, Sharif puts it right over the rim. Black Family, what's up there? Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. It's NBA World Series. NFL football coming this weekend. Jets are back home. Right now, they really seem to be feeling at home when they were on the road. Third straight road win, big win. 85 penalties last week. Just ridiculous. 85 penalties. 85 yards. I think more 85 yards, but maybe about 100 yards. At one time, 85 yards of penalties. That's the sign of a good football team. When you win a game, you shouldn't win, but you still win. Okay? Wow. Wow. Let me be a little cold training for a minute, okay? That's 85 yards in penalties. You're on the road, and they came up with the big plays at the end. And once again, another shutout quarter by the Jets. J-E-T-E, Jets. Jets win again. Man, got to be delighted by that. Astros rocking and rolling here. They got to be boogieing down in Houston. And, you know, they win this game. Next game, they'll be shorter coming back home. They'll have a 2-0 lead. Right now, I get it one at a time. And right now, we're the best pitch. That's talk to Dusty about Verlander. And there's a lot of Tom Seaver in him. And Tom Seaver is one of unquestionably top five right-handed pitchers of all time. Pitcher here has another one, Ferguson Jenkins. Not Ferguson Jenkins. I didn't put Ferguson. Pop Gibson, but Ferguson Jenkins we do have on our collage. Doc Gooden, man. Only Satu Paige would have been superior to Doc Gooden if Doc stayed focused. But Doc still won 194 games, 17-9 his first. He should have won the Cy Young Award. A lot of politics, a lot of racism in it. But he had better stats than the pitcher who did win. I think he had 23 wins. He came up from the American League and has considerable. Yeah. Never lose sight that it's always advantageous to have the connection of the complexion. Dr. Andy Sportsnet, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. You want to call in 646-200-0373, 646-200-0373. Fights happening tomorrow. Lomachenko Let me see if we can get a look here. We really shouldn't do a lot of mentioning. Top rank contributors kind of fairly well. Had the better man in us and very victorious. And that's always the mindset that the great man Borkin says. Let the better man in you make your choice, because I always know I will. So we'll do that. Little thing is Steve Clifford, a career NBA coaching record of losses, a horde of losses, and he gets a job again. Wow. Well, okay. We get a look at the Jets injury report going into this weekend. So let's take a look at it, and let's take a quick look. Okay, Dr. Stanley Sports and Depth, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Government. That won't be a long show, but enough to let you know what's going on. We see pretty good. They play the Denver Broncos. Some Jermaine Johnson has some ankle problems. Elijah Moore, his thing is he didn't play, so it's not injury related. Austin Davis is safety. Some hamstring issues. Tackle Dwayne Brown has some shoulder problems. He's questionable. No, okay, what do we get? Jermaine Johnson will be out. Elijah Moore, the wide receiver, he'll be out. Questionable is Austin Davis with a hamstring. And we have no latest update on Dwayne Brown, Braxton Burroughs, and Quincy Williams. With the Broncos safety, Caden Stearns is doubtful, and Josie Joel, DJ Johnson, Quinn Martinez, and Deshaun Williams are all questionable along with Cleveland Tide. So there's your injury update report here as of today. I want to thank my man Ryan for, as always, giving us what we need to know to have on this show. Doc Stanley, Sports Center, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Network. We're going to look at a little Pete to join us, but we're going to run pretty soon because, right now we go to the update on the NBA score, Pacers and the Wizards. And right now, the Pacers are setting the pace, winning that game by double digits. The Jets are back home this Sunday, and I think we're going to have the Giants. How's the bye week or where they're going to be? I'll try to find that out for you, too. Let me take a look at my jet notes. Okay. We did have LeBron post yet another cryptic statement online. All's not well in the land of the 0-4 Lakers, and superstar LeBron James apparently had a thing or two to say about that in his own way. And something about, you know, things being taken for granted. Well, LeBron James, another post. The 0-4 Lakers, and a day after 109 lost to Denver Nuggets and the fall all in for a season, the Lakers start posted a video of himself dunking during the game with a posted message, hey, how long will you be taken for granted? And Westbrook is dealing with some hamstring injuries. I think he's start coming off the bench. LeBron for the game, hugging the two-time NBA MVP of the season. That's the latest thing right now from what's happening there. Maybe get some more NBA sports for you. NBA sports, some AOL sports. Let's take a quick look. Tom Brady and one of the world's most beautiful women and sexiest and greatest models, Giselle, are getting divorced. And I won't say too much more about that. Brady is one of the great human beings to ever play on the gridiron or walk the earth. Just one of those guys, you know, in a world of white and black, Tom Brady is not white. Tom Brady is 100, so all right, as a human being. He's a great guy. And, you know, hope things work out there. Married for 13 years. Wow. That says a lot. Doc Stanley, Sports Network, Block Talk Radio, with Trust in God, Radio Network. Trying to get a hold of things for you here before we leave, as this will be a quick Friday edition. As we catch some of the World Series action, we'll get back to you. That bring you the latest update on that. Right now, it's all Astros. And, wow, go Dusty, go. Let's submit him as one of the greatest. Well, he's always one of the greatest managers of all time. This will be the cherry on the top. And he should, I heard, be coming back next year. So we'll be giving you an update on that. Trying to get that latest updated information for you. Let me see if I can get it for you on what's happening this weekend with the New York Giants. Okay. Last week, this is, take a look at some more Jets information for you. Jets-Patriots, man, what a rivalry that always has been. Not the same kind of vim and vigor as it has in the past, but hey, guess who's in town? Sunday, October 30th, then for Halloween, MetLife Stadium, 1 o'clock game. WCBS Radio will have that game, and also you'll be able to catch that on one of your local radio stations, television stations. Get some more notes for you here on the Jets. Let me see. We gave you the injury report already. Okay. So that has already been done. I think the Giants injury report. What are we doing this week? Injury, tight end Daniel Berlinger, eye injury, lineman, offensive lineman Ben Brinson has a knee problem. Dale Ellett, defensive back calf issue. Wide receiver Kenny Galloway have some knee issues. Offensive lineman Evan Neal, some knee issues. Wide receiver Carl Antoni has some hamstring stuff. And linebacker O'Shane Emmis has some quad injuries, so they were limited in practice this week. We don't know how things will go from Sunday, but as it is, those are the latest update report on both home teams, the Giants and the Jets. Giants 6-1. They're coach of the year right now. If he's got an 8-8 season, he's coach of the year right now. And also, we seem to head coach for the Giants. Okay. Take a look. Head coach Brian Dobell. How's everything going? Known for us. Really not much to add with what I talked about yesterday. That's a decision that we made. I wish wide receiver Curtis Tony well. We really don't have a lot of details or anything to add. So I'm in Seattle and looking forward to having a good day. How about the flip side of it? You're 6-1. Are you hoping you guys add somebody, make a move, go for it? I say that, and I said this plenty of times before. General manager Joe and I talk a lot. Different things, whether it's workouts, Monday or Tuesday, adding players, trading players. This conversation that happens every day, we'll always have those. Whatever we can do, try to improve our team or what we think is best for our team is a decision that we'll make. Another question, do you believe that kind of thing sends a message to the locker room when you add a player like, okay, they're all in, we're going for it? Answer, I mean, you'd have to ask those guys. I like that, Coach. It reminds me, Doc Fanny's wasn't that blah, Doc Radio, Trust Guard Network. Catcher's son just been traded, just had made the free agency move to the Yankees, and I was talking to the legendary incomparable Muhammad Ali of baseball, Reggie Jackson, and I talked and I said, you know, Reg, and summing up my last question, so, you know, a lot of people said the catfish pitches a lot like Robin Robbins, and Reggie, with the class and respect for me as a journalist and you know, being black, and he said to me, you know, he said, well, you know, I can't answer that question, he said, because I never hit against Robin Roberts. Doc Fanning, what's in there? Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Government. Let's even get back what the Astros are doing. Don't anybody move. It is World Series night, first game on a Friday, and the Astros are rocking and rolling. Let me get back, see if I can find an update on that game. They were left leading 5-0. So, well, Philadelphia's got some hits. Wow. Change this game around and this World Series around. It's the top of the fourth now. And the Phillies, 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. Astros, 5 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. And my, how things have changed. Let's see how it happened about. Okay. Verlander was ripping right along there. And he came in. Oddly enough, he had a 1-0 record in the postseason with a 6.30 ERA, whereas Nola was 2-1 with a 3.12 ERA. Wow, okay. And we told you about Dusty. Kyle Tucker put the Astros on the board with a home run. And then one of the great defensive catches of all time, man. Maldonado came drove in a run with a single, and that gave them Martin. Candy Martin Maldonado hit an RBI single. That gave them a 2-0 lead and a cushion. Room will be the room for the great Justin Verlander. And so, but then Tucker came up again with two on. Seemed to take the same pitch. A little different location, a little further out this time. And that gave the Astros a 5-0 lead. And but since then, the Phillies have come up with three runs of their own. Let's see if we get a little talk on this. Can we go back here? Let's see if we get some. Hoping to get some sound here. Can we go back? Let's see. Dr. Sandy Sports and the Blocks up here in the Fresno Garden Network. So let's see if we can get some actuality here. Tucker, first inning home run. The Pajazz was up 1-0. And then RBI single by Candy Maldonado. And that put the Astros up 2-0. Looked like it was going to be a cakewalk. As when Tucker came up again, his second time, he had four RBIs and two home runs. Man. And that gave the Astros going into the bottom of the third inning, well, finishing the third inning with a 5-0 lead. Since then, the Phillies have made some noise coming back. And I'll get you an update on that. Tucker's second home run. Nice shot, Minute Maid Park. Got a little distance, a little power to it. A little longer than the first one, and drove in more runs. Kyle Tucker, the first Astros player to hit multiple homers in a World Series game ever. Okay? So as the beat goes on, two home runs in the World Series game. Come up some more, too. Got a chance to do some more, and some more games to do some more. But number 30, 30 home run season, 100 RBIs, too, for one of the outstanding players in the game, Kyle Tucker. Once again, he's the first Astros player to hit multiple home runs in a World Series game, E-V-E-R. Doc Stanley, Sports Center, Blog Talk Radio, Stress and Garrett Network. We are now at the fourth inning. And the Phillies got on the board now. They got 3 runs and 4 hits, no errors. Astros, 5 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. And we are dealing with the top of the fourth inning. So the Phillies are still hitting. And so this World Series looked like a cakewalk is now turning into a tightrope. Doc Stanley, Sports Center, Blog Talk Radio on the Trusted Garden Network. We always close with Marvin Gaye having this to say as we get ready to go on our way on Sports Center, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Mr. Gaye, come in and have your say as we get ready to go on our way.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing,
flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow, no.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
Save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow. Oh,
what a shame.
What a shame.
It's a such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, you got to
and if I may say that the Sport In Depth Nation is here. The Sport In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Sammy. Take it away, good doctor.
Now we're about ready to run. World Series score, bottom of the fourth. 3-run score hits, no errors for the Phillies. 5 runs, 6 hits, and no errors for the Astros. They're coming up in the bottom of the fourth. I need more runs to cushion their lead. Verlander started, and he was great. First 3 innings, 9 up, 9 down. All-time strikeout leader and postseason player this year. Back to you. Score to death, bounce up, ready to go. Now what? Welcome to the show.
Running used to be the way I passed my time. All over town and just to see what I could find. Every now and then I'd find some company, but every kiss tempo spread me. I try to tell myself that it was just a game. Run again to try and ease that lonely pain. No matter where I traveled, there I'd be, stuck in those walls of skin called me. And I was just running to find something true. And I'd just be running with nothing to prove. And I kept on running and had nothing to show. They all saw me running and said, there he goes. You caught my eye one day while I was on a run. Somehow you made me feel my life had just begun. The last of all my roaming days, 'cause I knew from you I'd never run away. Now you've got me running to get home to you, and my heart keeps running when I think of things you do. And I won't be running to no one else no more. I'm not hesitating, no, as soon as work is done, yeah, fast as my leg can carry me.
complicated. Oh no, you've got only one heart, one joy. Watching people running all around, chasing after things that'll just run them down. Life is so much better if they change their ways. I wish I could tell them, but you know I can't stay.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
That's been the story so far in the first game of this World Series. Kyle Tucker's come out 4 runs, 2 home runs, and a game that's not even halfway over. So we'll keep you posted before we leave on your latest update on the World Series. Right now, Astros leading 5-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Doc Stanley, Sports Internet, Blog Talk Radio, and this Preston Gary Network. And we're always closing. We got to have Larry Hardesty do this for us, as only he can. Mr. Hardesty, tell us good night, would you?
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Sure thing. Give us an update on the game real quick before we go up here. Sure shot.
Live games with NBA League Pass. Sign up for a free 7-day trial at NBA.com/League Pass or the NBA app.
Little plug for this NBA game.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Indiana's up 110-95 versus Washington. 7.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Okay, we'll be back to you, Jump Shot. Sure shot. Thanks a lot. Doc Stanley Sports Network, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. We're going to close it out right here and there as we do here on Sports and Depth, Blog Talk Radio, and the Trust and God Radio Network. Sports and Depth, World Series, NBA, fights, Tyson coming back to we're going to talk some fights. Sports and Depth with Doc Emily Melvin, Doc Stanley, Senior Sports Doctor. Remember, Short Shot Sharif joins Doc on, joins Doc on this World Series special. Sports and Depth is an in-depth perform educational show for the world of sports. And this is renowned and legendary award-winning radio show, Sports and Depth. The blessing of both a daily and historical perspective, bringing also both an in-depth look and perspective not only on sports of our times, but two of the players and performers of the set events live now and yesterday. Sports and Depth, a.k.a. SIV, also brings us the unique strategy of sports from an intellectual perspective. Not just athletics, because it will take world-God-given talent and conditioning to take for God best mind filled with passion, determined intellect, and the belief of competing and accomplishing too. We have in-depth knowledge of the diverse intellect of God's alternative possible. What's in depth, reason two, the world. Thanks for joining us once again, where we broke the rumors, talk tie and last issues, and brand the truth. As this World Series goes on, without any black players, eh? Let's go a couple quotes from the first black player. Above all else, hate the loose. I'm not concerned with you liking me or disliking me, just as long as you respect me as a human being. Jack Roosevelt Robinson, first black player, Major League Baseball, the first player to win a Rookie of the Year award. Jack Roosevelt Robinson. Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust in God. Remember, go Dusty, go baby. Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, and the Trust in God. The network, we go off the air with the Pacers leading and also the Astros. Thanks for being with us. On the bottom of my heart, God bless you all and trust in God.
A Rádio Pajeú é o mundo todo. Fala, Stanley, direto dos Estados Unidos.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
E eu moro em Nova York.
Eu moro em Nova York.
Nos Estados Unidos.
Nos Estados Unidos.
E estou ouvindo Radio Web Pajeú.
Estou ouvindo a Rádio Web Pajeú.
Um abraço.
Um abraço.
Hugs. God bless you.
Deus abençoe você.
Eita, menino, quer dizer que agora é internacional, é?
Yes. Ué.
Oh,
973-229-6921. Who's joining us real quick? Cross the water?
Yeah, hey, Doc.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to cut off. Now, give us an update on that World Series score.
Right now, it's 5-3. Oh, wait a second, it might be more. It's going to be 5-4. Houston's Billy's catching up. It was from the top of the fifth. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, good. Listen, I'm going to call me. 5-4, second and third. All right, that's the latest update on that. Join us here tomorrow, 1 o'clock, will you?
1 o'clock Eastern time?
Yeah, tomorrow. Can you join us?
You got it, Doc. You got it.
See you then. Love you, baby. Cross the water. Right. We're going now. Doc Stanley exposing their Block Talk Radio on the Trust and Government Network, and we're closing out. It's the end of the show. We got to go. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. I like that. End of the show. Okay. Okay, we'll do that there. Good. Doc Stanley, supposed to be a Bob Talk Radio on the Trust in God Red Network. See you tomorrow. Good Lord willing.